food at the best price.
Debating, but he still wants to be president, so he hopes he can snag the Republican ticket. We'll see. In the meantime, the super committee holds a public session on budget cuts. What a joke. You know where I'm headed with this one. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right, or right of right. Independent or just crazy sick of all the nonsense that's happening in the country when it comes to politics. You have a voice here on this overnight highway, don't forget, and you can flip us a call at 800-259-5791. Super committee. Boy, that was a setup from the get-go, wasn't it? We have a super committee comprised of Democrats and Republicans, and these super committee members are going to solve the problem. If they don't, there'll be an automatic trigger that will cut $1 trillion out of the budget. First thing I would say is, what budget are we talking about? What budget? So they had a very heated closed-door meeting that certainly showed there's still a huge gap between Dems and Republicans. Duh. On, what do you think? Tax reform, entitlement, pick an issue. There was a two-hour hearing. There's 12 people on this panel. They have a very long way to go before they reach November 23rd's deadline. That deadline is where they have to come up with some kind of a package worth $1.2 trillion in deficit savings over 10 years to Congress. And so here's the thing. They don't do that, then ultimately a trigger is pushed anyway. The Congressional Budget Office director testified during the first public policy hearing on the drivers of the debt and explained budgetary concepts, warning the committee that its decisions on discretionary spending could be voided by future Congresses. That's the thing. And highlighted the savings already from some of the outlays. The mandatory spending dominates the federal budget. He said that. The mandatory spending is what is the key thing here. So, the director of the CBO seems to think that the lawmakers have already made some big strides in trying to curtail discretionary spending. How far are we away from getting in the black, I ask you? Really, honestly. So when he says that, what does it mean? He's saying that half of the money, the spending, goes to defense. The other half is split with a bunch of government priorities, education, social services, health-related kind of stuff. And it's risen from its share of the economy in 1999. That's the number he gave the year, when it was 6.2% of the gross domestic product. And that was because of increased defense spending over the last decade, which we know. That's the Iraq, Afghanistan, all the money being spent there. So now it's about 9% of the GDP. And there's caps that were already enacted that would reduce the deficits by $778 billion between 2012 and 2021. But see the numbers there, 2012 and 2021. Yeah. So they got to come up with $1.2 trillion. Gee, do you think they're going to do it? I'm going to let you hear what a couple of people on the committee had to say, including Patty Murray, who had the opening statement. She's the co-chair, the Democrat from Washington, saying that the Democrats on the committee aren't really excited about making cuts to that budget. And this is the same thing. It's that same thing we keep talking about. The spending versus the taxes. We want to increase the fees. You want to cut the spending. So here's two different points of view, in a way, talking about what the challenges are and whatnot. Congressman Jeb Hensarling, who is a Republican from Texas, and Senator Patty Murray, who I just mentioned, Democrat from Washington, both of them talking about the super committee and the challenges.
We aren't there yet, but I am confident that we are making progress, and I'm hopeful that we are moving quickly enough to meet our rapidly approaching deadline. It's going to be up to all of us to demonstrate to the American people that we can deliver the kind of results that they expect and that they deserve.
There has been huge run-ups in our discretionary spending since the president has come to office. This is not the forum to debate the policies, but I think the numbers speak for themselves. We must find quality health care solutions, quality retirement security solutions for our nation at a cost that does not compromise our national security, does not compromise job growth in our economy, and does not mortgage our children's future. In many respects, today we may be debating the pennies, nickels, and dimes in a debt crisis that is demanding half dollars and dollar bills.
All right, so good point there. The problem is that it's the same thing. We're so far down the road, and trying to pull it back has been really, really tough. Now, some of the key members of the so-called super committee, like Senator Pat Toomey from...
We aren't there yet, but I am confident that we are making progress, and I'm hopeful that we are moving quickly enough to meet our rapidly approaching deadline. It's going to be up to all of us to...
See, and she can't get enough of that. She's saying, we're going to make that deadline. And Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania agrees. He says we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to get that agreement. You know, the bottom line is we can't continue. We just can't. We can't continue to go down the same path. We all know that. We all know there's gridlock. We all know we're sick of it. In all of the states, everybody outside of the Beltway, where they have tunnel vision and it's all about what's happening in the Capitol, have they really lost touch with the common man? And the answer is, of course, they've lost touch with the common man until one ends up going into the chambers and getting arrested. You know, that whole code pink thing. There was a woman who was wearing a shirt that said, "Greed kills," and walked up behind the CBO director to shout out to the committee that wasn't listening, they weren't listening to the public, and yelled that I speak for the 99%. End the wars and tax the rich. So I don't think anyone was paying attention. They called in the Capitol Police and had the woman escorted out. But the super committee is pulled away from all the other things, and ultimately, whatever they recommend to Congress, it still has to go through Congress anyway. It still has to go through. And I believe that as much as they try, I don't think they're going to come up with an agreement. I think that we're going to see an automatic trigger drop. And boy, then Leon Panetta will be upset because as his role of lording over what's going on with defense as the Secretary of Defense, he's got to worry about that, what's being taken away, how he's going to chop up his budget. And, of course, part of the reason, which I just explained and what the CBO said, is that we've had so much money spent. And the increases in the last 10, 11 years, that's been what the real difference is. Did you know they're selling radioactive used cars in Japan? They are. We're going to talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Tonight, earlier, even if you had one eye open, Rick in Illinois brought up the cantaloupes and how deadly that's been. Almost 30 people have died as a result of the tainted cantaloupes with the listeria, which is a strange thing that happened that they're tracing back to a Colorado farm. He says, come on, it's radiation, and that's how is it denting those cantaloupes? In the meantime, since he's on the radiation trail, there was a story out of Fukushima, which was the plant that had all the problems, of course, a nuclear plant, because they had a whole bunch of meltdowns. There were cars that were contaminated. Of course, they were there by the radiation during that crisis that happened. And now they're making their way, these cars, into the used car market. So all of them from the area that that could be saved, basically. What's happened is the more unscrupulous types of dealers, because who would do that? They've registered them under new license plates, and then they sold them. So there was a newspaper in Japan that was trying to follow what was going on. In other words, follow these guys and trace where they got the cars, and that's what it turned up. So usually what's happened, dealers have bought used cars in Japan and then exported them to Russia and Southeast Asia. And in Russia, the police turned back a handful of cars from Japan because they saw that they were contaminated with radioactive isotopes. And so they knew. They knew that they were there, that they weren't going to take them in. Also, South America, Australia, and, of course, our country in the U.S., they've stepped up the inspections, anything coming from Japan, because they're worried about it. In fact, they're having tests conducted at some of these Japanese loading docks because the dealers don't want these, you know, they don't want to, the dealers who aren't trying to pull a fast one don't want these cars on the domestic market because they're afraid of what would happen to them if that got out. So the dealer who bought a contaminated van, there was one van that was re-registered and sold within Japan, but it was found to emit 110 microsieverts of radiation an hour. That dealer brought that van, you know, bought the van, which registered in one of the Japanese towns with the 18-mile exclusion zone. So the point of this is he sold it even though he knew it was poison because he wanted the money. So that's what they're doing. They want the money, so they're just grabbing up the cars and trying to push them off. And some people are going to say, well, you know, here's the thing. Wouldn't it be diluted? Wouldn't it drop back? If you studied this, I mean, wouldn't this drop back to normal levels? Now, here's the thing. Would I want that? Cancer in the future versus a cheaper car. A car that's like a ticking time bomb. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I wouldn't roll the dice and take one of those cars. And much tougher to get through the U.S. because now, of course, the red flags are up. And, you know, no way, I don't care what the price is, no way do you want to get in one of those cars. And sadly, you know, who knows how many of them have been sold. I mean, think of radiation. Think of what radiation does to you. And that's why there were people that were very frightened about how much was in the air, what was coming over from Japan. I mean, even though you're talking about what it would dissipate at, we had scientists on, and there's some differing opinions as to how much ultimately would have made its way into the United States. Certainly very scary for anybody in and around the area of Fukushima. You know, I mean, come on, without a doubt, absolutely. And that's bad karma. Why somebody, well, I know why, greed and who cares, and that's why they're doing it. So they just push it forward and hope it gets through. But shame on them of all the ways to take advantage. And listen, there's a lot of unsavory cats in the car business all the way around in all kinds of places. So, but that's the worst of the worst. Come on now. All right, speaking of the worst, coming up on ATN in our next segment. It's one of my favorite things that we do now. It's called Fruits and Nuts. I'm going to tell you about one nut that took out his frustration for meat that wasn't in his chalupa. He decided he was going to take it out on the company that sold it to him. Oh, yeah. And in the meantime, NASA had to evacuate astronauts from some deep sea training. You know, I'm an astronaut freak. If my life had taken a different course, who knows? Maybe I would have gone that route. But NASA had to seriously evacuate the crew of astronauts They were in an underwater lab off the coast of Florida. They were training for a trip to an asteroid. How cool is that? But Hurricane Rina was coming in. They were worried about it, which is now a Cat 2. It's been downgraded to Cat 2. But they can't take any kind of chances like that. So they just decompress, and then they return to the surface after that. They said it was just too close for comfort to risk it. They were about midway through a 13-day mission. They call it the Aquarius Underwater Laboratory. It's the only undersea lab of its kind in the whole world. And did you know it? It's located 3 miles off the coast of Key Largo in Florida. How cool is that? So this is a practice run. It helps the astronauts figure out how they would get around on a gravity-free, or near gravity-free anyway, asteroid. And they're saying that this trip could happen by 2025. They could actually do that, go up to an asteroid. That'd be wild to be on that mission, wouldn't it? And wouldn't you love to go down to the underwater lab? I think that'd be pretty cool to be able to go to the lab, too. And supposedly it's pretty big. I mean, they had certainly a handful of astronauts that were there, and from different countries. They had a Japanese astronaut and a Canadian astronaut. The commandant is Shannon Walker from NASA. And then they also had an expert on planetary exploration, because after all, this would be a different kind of trip, wouldn't it? And they got to do that deep sea training and try to simulate it the best they can, because you don't know what you're going to encounter. You can only imagine and get them prepared for that. So anyway, we're going to shift gears and go to fruits and nuts here in a few minutes. And like I said, an exploding chalupa, so to speak, tops the fruits and nuts. But believe me, there are some others that will also make the list, including the fact that, would you believe that there are some train stations that are actually deploying bullet tracking sensors? What are bullet tracking sensors? Because of the fruits and nuts, they feel like they need to have those in place. And I'm thinking about trains that I've taken, and it's been a while, and it's been in New York when I've taken any kind of trains, and that's where they want to install them. That way they feel like they could try to protect some of the people that are getting on the trains each and every morning, and then of course coming back at night, because they've had problems in the past with somebody coming on and opening fire. Then they don't have to be in fear, and you know, that way they don't have to be afraid of that there's that something could happen to them, because it would sound off an alarm and the sensors would pick it up. Maybe not a bad idea. This is in Bellport, New York, by the way. Stay with us.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. Grace? No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end.
Yes, fruits and nuts. I told you about this story a little bit the other day, but Marnie Kotak delivered her baby, a boy. Yep, on Tuesday. But she delivered the boy at the Microscope Gallery in Brooklyn. She said it was artwork, the highest form of it. Baby Ajax was born at 10:17 New York time, weighing in at 9 pounds, 2 ounces, 21 inches long. So here's the thing. People were visiting the gallery, running over to watch her give birth. She gave birth in public. I don't know. I think it's nutty. Now, and I can be open-minded. I'm not a closed-minded person. Are there any people out there listening that agree with me on that? You know, there's just some things. The birth of a baby, beautiful, absolutely. Giving life, the circle of life, all of that. But in public, I don't know, at an exhibit, I think it's odd. She did get attention, though, so there were about 35 people, apparently, at the birth. People that just wandered in. And I guess the father, Jason, his name is, didn't seem to mind. Of course, he agreed to it. So the next project that she has is going to be called Raising Baby X. And she's going to publish everything that happens from birth through college and, you know, all that other stuff. So I'm just saying it fits into fruits and nuts. That's all I'm saying. That's it, right? Okay, I told you about the chalupa thing, and actually this is far from funny. I mean, this is when somebody is just not right. Things with food I don't get. Calling 911 when you get the wrong stuff when you go through the drive-thru. We've seen that's happened a couple of times, you know, and that's stupid. It makes no sense. This time a man firebombed Taco Bell. Why? Because he got a chalupa, and he decided the chalupa didn't have enough meat. So he threw a Molotov cocktail. I cannot make this up, I swear. Threw a Molotov cocktail as a result of that. And the Georgia police are looking for this person. He threw it at the drive-thru window. He phoned in a complaint that he didn't get enough meat. It happened at 5 in the morning on Sunday. And it happened in Albany, Georgia. So the small blaze didn't, you know, the fire didn't cause any injuries, luckily, or damage to the building, but it scared the people working there nearly to death. So he said that apparently the guy that called in said he had two chalupas and there wasn't enough in there. So that's what happened. They found the device that he threw. It was a plastic bottle, of course. That's a Molotov cocktail with a little liquid still inside. And, boy, it certainly brings new meaning to come try the new XXL chalupa. Bigger is better, because bigger in this case was dangerous, wasn't it? Oh, and they looked at the video feed, but it wasn't great quality, so it was tough for them to figure out a face or anything. They couldn't really... They're looking for somebody, but they're not really sure. They have sort of a loose description, I guess, is the best way to put it. I mean, I get that you're not happy with your chalupa, but the kids that are in there throwing a Molotov cocktail at them, I mean, come on, really. You need to get a grip if that's what's happening. Because here's what you could easily do. Take a picture of it. Everybody has their iPhones, their camera phones, whatever. Take a picture of it. Take it to the manager the next day. They'd probably give him 10 chalupas. Even if he was starving and needed it then, he could end up getting more the next day. All right, this is another strange deal. Definitely fits into fruits and nuts. The cops had to arrest a topless woman. Well, not dancing in a club. This topless woman was driving in a car. Yeah, she was... part of a chase, 128 miles an hour. Yep. Where did it happen? Bainbridge, Ohio. They weren't sure or how 28-year-old Erin Holdsworth started her night. All they know is that it ended with a chase where she reached up to 128 and even a little more. Her speedometer clicked over just a little bit more than that. When they found her, she had fishnet stockings, G-string on, and a pair of high heels. She wouldn't pull over. And what they had to do was, you know, those stop sticks that they throw out? Have you ever seen those? When they try to stop, someone can't stop them, so then they throw them on, and that... It deflates the tires. That's what it does. And then the pursuit is over. So that's what happened. She ran over them. She had the tires blow out after she hit the sticks. And when the officers came up to her, they noticed her outfit, that she really didn't have an outfit. So something odd was going on there. She refused the blood alcohol test deal. You know, she's got so much going on there. Fleeing, eluding, criminal damaging, driving under a suspended license, speeding, reckless driving, all of that stuff. But she certainly did get a lot of attention for what she was wearing at the time. And it piqued the curiosity of a lot of people in and around Cleveland as to, you know, okay, so what's her background? Did she run out of a club? Was she out partying? what was the deal? You know, when you're a police officer, boy, oh boy, you never know. I have a brother-in-law who's a police officer, and he always has the best stories and sometimes the worst stories, because who knows on a daily basis what he's going to encounter, and he has encountered some strange things when people are pulled over. What they really worry about is that something awful can go wrong when they're pulling a car over, especially at odd times. But you just, when you go to the window, it's like he says to me, when you go to the window, you're just not really sure what's going to happen. And I'm sure those police were very, very surprised. Of course, they were alerted since they were chasing her and she had hit those top speeds. The TSA, so many of you have no love lost for the TSA. And I understand you, I feel you, because I've been there with the TSA, trust me. So check this out. A TSA security worker was removed from checking luggage. Why? Because you know what this person did? They put a note with sexual overtones in it, that leaving it for a passenger at Newark. What is that about? There was a woman who happened to be a lawyer. Her name is Jill Flipovic, who tweeted that a note was left in her bag. It contained, are you ready for this? Then it goes further than that. It had a sex toy, and it said, "Get your freak on." The note was written on a TSA notice of inspection. She thinks it was written by someone at the airport security. So what they did is they did an investigation, and they found who it was. And it was a TSA employee, and they removed the person. And I love when they release. You know that this was embarrassing for them. I love when they release a statement about what happened, because, you know, this is, I mean, obviously this is embarrassing and wrong in all kinds of ways. So what they say is, that individual was immediately removed from screening operations and appropriate disciplinary action has been initiated. What, like firing them? That's what should happen. The handwritten note was highly inappropriate and unprofessional. And TSA has zero tolerance for this type of behavior. Really? Picking out an attractive woman and then inappropriately reaching into their work bag where they happen to have a bunch of sex toys and writing a note? I can think of a few things that are wrong with this. I mean, come on. Are you kidding? So they're watching. It's interesting. They're not supposed to screen, are they? They're not supposed to do that. I mean, when I say screening, they're not supposed to profile. Isn't that profiling? I'm profiling an attractive woman that go through. Ah, so there's your TSA hard at work, not focused on who's going through unless they're attractive and they can leave them a toy. And who knows who slips through otherwise. Get your freak on. Wow, of all things to write, too. What, you know, what's that about? And they go through and they found the person. So, like, I guess what they were counting on is that the person who found that wouldn't have said anything. But, of course, they did, and I think they should be fired. I mean, come on. give me a break on that one. Yeah, really. People always complain when they find out what people in other professions make. You know, there's Parade magazine that you get stuck inside the Sunday paper. I don't care if you're living in Alabama or you're in Connecticut somewhere with Sam, or you're Tomas in Michigan. Those magazines are always stuffed in the paper, and they always have like an issue once a year, and they tell what people make. Well, a story broke about this Gene Keller, who earned $270,000 last year working as a nurse at a men's prison in California's Central Coast by tripling her regular pay with overtime. Hey, that's a pretty good gig if you can get it. $270,000 to be a nurse? Woo! Stay with us.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Tonight. Coming up, we have birthdays, but before we get to birthdays, how about a little rollback in history? You know, I love to look back at history, I do, and I know a lot of you do too, because you'll send me little minutes and things that you have dug up somewhere. So if we go back in history, this is kind of a cool one. If you've ever been to New York City and you've taken the subway, then you know and really paid attention to it, like got one of the subway maps. It's unbelievable how that subway was laid out to me. And do you know that the New York City subway opened in 1904? I mean, still to get around the city that's that crowded, it's the best way you can do it. And it's probably still one of our most innovative transit systems. London has the oldest. They had an underground train network. It opened up in 1863. Boston actually built the first subway in the U.S., and that was 1897. But the New York subway was the largest, became the largest. And every day, 4.5 million passengers, they say, take the subway in New York. So it happened on October 27th, 1904. That's when they dedicated the subways. And, of course, it's expanded. They've got the PATH train that connects New York with New Jersey and whatnot. But it's definitely the best way, I think, to get around that city. So we move from New York to the Gateway Arch. Everybody know where the Gateway Arch is? Think hard. It's not a Jeopardy trick question. But the Gateway Arch is in St. Louis, Missouri. You can't miss it. It's just huge. 630 feet high, stainless steel. And that was completed. The construction was completed on this day in history. And it was designed by an American educated architect who was born in Finland. And it was erected to commemorate President Thomas Jefferson's Louisiana Purchase of 1803. And celebrate St. Louis's role in the westward expansion. Pretty cool, huh? The Gateway Arch, less than $15 million to build it. The foundations were sunk 60 feet into the ground. And I mentioned the stainless steel. The frame is stressed stainless steel so that it can withstand earthquakes and high winds. And they've got a tram system that takes people to the top, where on a clear day up there, you could see about 30 miles or so to the Mississippi and the Great Plains and whatnot. 4 million people visit every year to wander around the acres over there and, you know, check out the history and take the tram and go all the way up at the top of the arch. Pretty cool, though. And St. Louis, of course, is trying to survive the World Series. They're trailing the Texas Rangers 3-2. The game 6 had to be canceled in St. Louis because of rain, and that'll happen on Thursday. So later on, that game takes place. Don't forget, by the way, that we do our cheap movie review coming up in our next show. And we also have a chance for you to win some wonderful prizes from America Tonight, if nothing else, bragging rights, when we do Nail the Score in our third hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. Oh, thank goodness for Donovan Madsen. Not just for his musical talents, but for the fact that he can push that computer that's so heavy. I don't think anyone else at the mothership would put up with it, but he does. And the game of the week pops up, and then you call in. You don't have to know anything about football. Just pick a team and register a guess, and you could end up being a big-time winner. Here's another big one. This bounces back to New York, but it's an interesting landmark, and that's part of history. The Statue of Liberty was dedicated in New York on this day, and, of course, that was a gift from the French to the people of the United States, and it was dedicated by President Grover Cleveland. Amazing to think how they got it over here on a boat. And, of course, it was all copper. It looked much different way back then. But it's 151 feet tall. And I think we all know what the Statue of Liberty looks like. But how it came over, I think, is cool. It was dismantled. They had to put it together. It had 200 packing cases. And the copper sheets had to be reassembled. And they had to put in the rivets, of course, all that stuff. And then they dedicated it, and I think it's just amazing. It's amazing that it took a while to get it here, but it's amazing that they put it all together. And think about it, for the immigrants that come into New York, it's absolutely, without a doubt, the landmark that they look for. In 1892, Ellis Island, which is right there, became the chief entry, right by the Statue of Liberty, became the chief entry port for immigrants into the United States for 32 years. 12 million immigrants came into New York Harbor, and they saw Lady Liberty. And in 1924, they finally made it a national monument. And, of course, there's been some restorations and whatnot along the way as with the air and everything else. Certainly the color is gone. The color is deteriorated. That's what happens to oxidized copper. But they've fixed different things on the statue. And still, it's a must-see for people who come to the United States. They put a couple of different places on their list, and if they go to New York, certainly one of them is to go see the Statue of Liberty. Time for a little birthday action here on America Tonight. There's some, there we go. Bump, bump, bump. It's gotta be the Beatles, right? Of course. Celebrating a birthday, Kelly Osbourne. Does she really need an introduction? Yeah, she's the daughter of rocker, Ozzy Osbourne, of course, the MTV reality show they did, and she's done a bunch of other things. I think she was on Dancing with the Stars. Kelly Osbourne, 27 years old, the lead singer of Seattle's grunge band Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Whelan, 44 years old. Actress Jane Kennedy with a big birthday, a milestone, 60 years old. John Cleese, Monty Python fame, and then was also in a movie that's worth a rental if you never heard of it. It's pretty funny. A Fish Called Wanda, 72 years old. Yep. If Captain James Cook were alive, well, there'd be nothing but ash walking around. But he was the British explorer that mapped the South Pacific. Captain Cook would be 283 years old. Teddy Roosevelt was our 26th U.S. president. He would be 153 if he were alive. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Make sure you lean in close to blow out all those candles. Oh, birthdays are good. You got to tell everyone. You got to tell people around you so you can have them at least pony up for a lunch or something, right? Hey, thanks to Priscilla. I tried your pound cake. Thanks for the recipe. It was fantastic.